Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Bride. This is our pregame preview show for Week 11, and it is a whopper of a show. Whopper of a week, at least. You know, I was thinking, this is the biggest game since the Houston playoff game for the Raiders since 2016, right? And that game sucked because we knew what was going to happen because Carr was out and the Raiders were just done after he was hurt in the third quarter, I believe it was, on Christmas Eve in week 16. They won that game, then lost the next week, and really couldn't compete against Houston. But, I mean, it was a playoff game, so it has to count as a big game. But there's really been none other. I mean, this is the game that the Raiders win, and certainly they can win. You know, they're a game out. They're 7-3. Chiefs are 8-2. And the Raiders have the tiebreaker against the Chiefs because they swept them. So this is a huge game. Things would be a 60-minute game. And yeah, the Raiders certainly can win. But the Chiefs certainly can win as well. It's really going to be exciting. I'm glad it's on a Sunday night. Because everybody gets to see this game. Be easier if it was a 1 o'clock start professionally. But that's okay. Hey, this team gets the Super Bowl. It's going to be a night game, so let's go. But everybody gets to see this game. Everybody gets to see how the Raiders are going to compete against Patrick Mahomes. And this is a big game. And, you know, if they lose or 6-4, you say, okay, well, they're still very good, much in the playoff hunt. Yeah, they are, because their schedule is easy the rest of the way. But there's 9 teams with at least 6 wins in the AFC as well. And that's the most of any conference since the 1970 merger. There's going to be 7 teams in the playoffs this year. That certainly helps. 8 if some games are missed and they go to a contingency plan for the coronavirus. But right now it's looking like there's 7. But I still, like Sunday, I said I think the Raiders are going to be in the playoffs. And I believe that, win or lose this week. But again, they can win this game. Why not? They did it 6 weeks ago. There is going to be a lot of tension. It's already started. I love Chief Week. And Chief Week started off with a bang. Yesterday morning, Andy Reid mentioned about the Raiders' victory lap around Arrowhead Stadium last month. I think we talked about it. We covered it on Silver and Black Bride. But you know what? We cover everything on Silver and Black Bride. I'm telling you, that's where to go. And we want to make you the smartest Raider fans in the nation. You don't have to always agree with everything, but you have busy lives. You have to work. Raiders are your passion. The Raiders are my work. So it's my job to let you know as much as I can about this team. I'm not going to get everything, but we're going to get most things covered. And that was the case with this victory lap. The Raiders buses, before they went to the Kansas City airport, first time they won there in 8 years, they took a trip around the stadium. And it was somebody found out about it, it was reported, Andy Reid mentioned it. John Gruden yesterday talked about it and made it on SportsCenter, you know, in classic Gruden way. He said a smart aleck Kansas City bus driver said some snide comments, and that's why they took the trip around. I don't know what that means. I don't know what happened, but hey, the Chiefs put a tweet out today with some pictures of the big plays against the Raiders. We'll let our play on the field do the talking. Okay. Okay. Let's get it on. It's going to be great. Somebody asked Gruden, because this 4 out of 5 years, the Chiefs have played the Raiders after their bye. And Andy Reid in his career as a head coach of the Eagles and the Chiefs is 18-3. And John Gruden said, oh, it's a coincidence. He said it very sarcastically. And then he even snickered. So, you know, I honestly don't know if Gruden even knew about that fact. I don't think he's harping on that fact. But he's a showman. He likes to give lively answer, and then he gave that answer. But it made his it almost acted like he was questioning the NFL schedule makers. So the bottom line is there's going to be a lot of fun tension this week. Now, I'll tell you one thing about the Chiefs. They're pissed. I don't know if they're necessarily... Well, they're certainly pissed about the bus ride, but who cares? But I think they're pissed about how they played against the Raiders. And they've only lost one game in, like, the last 18 games, including the playoffs. And it was to the Raiders. So I think that's their motivation. So I think Andy Reid needs to say, hey, guys, who gives a crap about the bus? Let's not get over excited, or you're going to start making mistakes. And so Patrick Mahomes, he has some petty in him. Last year, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, he counted to 10 after a big play. That he was a 10th player taken in 2017 draft. This year he counted to 4. He was inexplicably the number 4 player in the NFL and the NFL Network's top 100, which is ridiculous. Patrick Mahomes is the best football player in the NFL. And so he has some petty. So the Chiefs are going to be motivated enough. They just can't be over. And you're saying let them be over-motivated. Because last time they played in Week 5, because the Raiders are coming off 2 losses, they had no pass rush, and it didn't look great for them. I said the Raiders had to play their perfect game. But what really happened, and the Raiders did play an excellent game, great game on offense for 4 quarters, and a great game on defense for a half. And this is not taken away from anything, because, hey, for you to win, the other team has to make mistakes. And that's what the Chiefs played their imperfect game. The Chiefs made some mistakes. They had 2 touchdowns taken away from penalties. They were sloppy. So I think they're going to be very focused. The Raiders are really going to have to want to play the perfect game. They're going to have to try to get turnovers, obviously. This isn't Drew Lock, though. I don't know if 5 turnovers are going to happen. They could. I don't know. You know, that was pretty crazy. But yeah, the tension is high. And I love it. We're 2 more Raiders on the COVID-19 list. 2 starters, defensive end Clayton Farrell, and then starting slot corner, LaMarcus Joyner. And Farrell indicated on Instagram tonight that he's going to miss the game. So that means he tested positive. That's the way it sounds like. Don't know Joyner. Don't know his situation. He might have a chance. But if Joyner doesn't play, that's 4 starters, basically, because Athletic reported that Corey Littleton's not going to play. He's looking like he's not going to play. Trent Brown's going to be out for another few weeks. So, I mean, they got 4 guys on this list. The Chiefs got 2 offensive linemen, Swartz and Fisher. But they might be, they're supposedly close contact, so they might have a chance to play. No practice, but we've seen the Raiders' offensive line play without practice. So, yeah, I mean, the season's getting late, and COVID is continuing to have an effect on every NFL game. This is kind of a bummer. It's the way it is. Not fun. Tack McKinley, who the Raiders claimed on waivers from Atlanta Falcons last week, failed his physical with the Bengals, and he's available to be claimed again tomorrow. However, the 49ers and the Browns claimed him last time, and the Raiders' waivers claims are based on record. Raiders have the best record than all 3 of those teams, so that's why they had the lowest priority. Well, the 49er coach Kyle Shanahan said today, Tuesday, this is going to be on all the podcast places, all our great friends who carry this podcast, Silver and Black Pride podcast by Bill Williamson, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday morning is going to be on the website. So anyways, Kyle Shanahan said that they're going to put a claim in. So the Raiders won't get him. But, you know, whatever. I mean, he's okay. Last week, AJ Boye of the Denver Broncos, I thought it was very interesting. He said he thinks Derek Carr's biggest improvement is post-snap coverage reads. And I really, I like it when coaches and opposing players say that type of things, because you can really buy into it. I take more stock in that than some dude saying it, you know. So that's growth. That's guy in his prime. That's a guy in a third year in a system. And it's showing. And again, we talked about it the other day. Derek Carr doesn't have to throw for a zillion yards to be effective. You know, all the Pro Football Talks of the world, excuse me, Pro Football Focuses of the world, loved his performance this week. It was efficient. And he's not throwing any interceptions. And he's got to continue to do that against Kansas City. So that's great, you know. So, yeah, I mean, keys to this game, don't make many penalties. Raiders had some penalties this last week. They've been pretty good this year. Got to get the pass rush going again. Got to. I think the Chiefs will be a little better against the pass rush this time if those two offensive linemen starters are back, but we'll see. But you got to get it going. You got to make Mahomes uncomfortable. What else we got? Yeah, just hang in there and go, go, go. Play a four-quarter game. Chiefs are going to get their scores, but you're going to get your scores. Get Rhodes going. Tyreek Hill scores a touchdown. Bang, 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 lightning quick. Have Henry Ruggs do it. That's what happened last time. I mean, the Raiders are going to want this to be a last-time game. That's what the Raiders are going to want, be a lot like last time. So, Arden Key played well. I liked what I saw from him. I don't know if he's ever going to be a huge impact guy, but, you know, maybe he could salvage his career with the Raiders. That'd be nice. Raiders lead the league in third down conversion. That's big. That's like going deep in the playoffs big. A lot like we said the other day. You run for 200 yards, three straight games. You get five turnovers on defense. You lead the league on third down. I mean, that's elite stuff. That's elite team. And maybe this team is becoming an elite team this year. Maybe it is. But again, there is a lot of great teams in the AFC. So let's see what happens this week. Pro Bowl voting has started. I have a link on the site tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning. Check that out. I think a lot of Raiders deserve Pro Bowl votes. I'll say some names, and I bet many of you will be like, what about this guy? What about this guy? But, you know, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller, Hudson, Jackson, Carlson, Crosby, if he keeps the sacks coming up. Now, you may say, what about this guy? What about that? Well, there's 32 teams. There's 16 teams in the AFC. So, a lot of people are having great years. You know what I mean? So, I just named off like 7 or 8 guys. That's pretty good. And maybe I missed somebody, but I think that's kind of the list. So, as we wrap up this pregame preview, so this is just a big opportunity for the Raiders. This is the biggest game in 4 years, like we said. And this is a big opportunity to get right in the race. An excellent, I don't care if you're one game out, you're really in good shape because you got the tiebreaker. And your schedule's getting easier. Just getting a lot of people around the league see who you are and how good you are. I mean, this is just a great opportunity this week. It's Chief Week. Let's enjoy it. Have fun. Be on the site. We'll talk to you Sunday night. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. Have a great time. Be fun. Be safe on that game night. Have fun. Be awake for it. Take it easy. We'll talk to you soon.